Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 77 people in Gaza overnight on Thursday. Residents and medical services in the enclave said hours after a ceasefire and hostage release deal were announced to bring an end to 15 months of war between Israel and Hamas. Diane Toe from Reuters reports.
Some Palestinians in Gaza struggled on Thursday to celebrate a ceasefire deal being struck as they mourned loved ones killed in Israeli strikes within hours of its announcement. This man said his niece was playing in the yard when she was hit. Is this the truce they're talking about? What did this young girl, this child, do to deserve this? He asked. According to an Israeli official, the country's security cabinet and government were set to vote on the ceasefire deal on Thursday before it could officially be accepted. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Hamas of making last-minute demands. A senior Hamas official said on Thursday the group is committed to the ceasefire accord.
Diane Toe for Reuters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer arrived in Ukraine on Thursday for security talks with a pledge for a 100-year partnership. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The British government says Starmer and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a 100-year partnership treaty in Kyiv, covering areas including defence, science, energy and trade. In an interview during his visit, he said,
"This is a real statement of our intent for the long term in relation to our commitment to Ukraine."
Starmer's unannounced visit is his first trip to Ukraine since he took office in July. He visited the country in 2023 when he was opposition leader and has twice held talks with Zelensky in London since becoming prime minister. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. According to officials on Thursday, a student killed a teacher and classmate with a knife and injured another classmate at a high school in northern Slovakia. Local broadcaster TA3 reported that several emergency medical crews were at the scene, but the number of injured was not yet known. The emergency services said the victims were 51 and 18, both female, and the injured was an 18-year-old woman. Serious violence is rare in Slovakia, but last May, Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot in an assassination attempt. Lawyers for impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have failed in their court effort to secure his release from a detention center. The decision on Thursday came a day after Yoon was detained at his residence for questioning over rebellion allegations linked to his declaration of martial law last month. Yoon was sent to the detention center near the capital, Seoul, after undergoing more than 10 hours of questioning on Wednesday at the headquarters of the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials. Yoon exercised his right to remain silent. He refused further questioning by anti-corruption officials on Thursday, as his lawyers maintained the investigation was illegal. Here's opposition Democratic Party lawmaker Jung Chung-rae, who is also a member of the Parliamentary Impeachment Proceedings Committee. "The dismissal of Yoon Suk-yeol is an act of patriotism. We will do our best to show judicial justice through an immediate trial." Investigators are expected to move to place him under arrest in the coming days.
And Sunny, it looks like we lost your heck.
NASA astronauts ventured out on a spacewalk at the International Space Station on Thursday for upgrades at the site. Nick Haig and Sunita Williams took in views of Earth as they undertook their work. Plans called for Williams to head back out next week with Butch Wilmore. The two were launched aboard Boeing's new Starliner capsule last June on what should have been a week-long test flight. But Starliner trouble dragged out their return, and NASA ordered the capsule to come back empty. Then SpaceX delayed the launch of their replacements, meaning the two won't come home until late March or early April, 9 or 10 months after launching. Police say the death toll has risen to at least 87 in a months-long standoff between authorities and miners trapped while working illegally underground at an abandoned gold mine in South Africa. The miners are believed to have died of starvation and dehydration. Community leader Johannes Kankase says desperation drove the miners underground.
"People, they get to come to this risky, dangerous situation because of poverty, because of hunger. There is no one on his right mind who has everything can come and risk his life to go underground."
South African authorities have come under scrutiny for refusing to help the miners for months and for claiming the miners were able to get out on their own. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.